Well, I've heard that it was a prominent pastor that was killed.
Oh, yeah, that was
during
okay.
During those times. Also.
Oh yeah, that was a real sad incident. This was one of my close friends' father getting on back, talking about trying to break the ice with integration. This family had moved into an all-white neighborhood, and you would see more of that taking place now since integration was trying to become more afloat. The family had moved in this particular neighborhood, and it had been said that the Ku Klux Klan had a meeting house somewhere nearby, a meeting house, and they just didn't want them there. And I really didn't know it was that bad, you know. I didn't think that people would be so cruel. But it was told that they went there that night and knocked on the door. And when the man come to the door and asked who it was, he was just gunned down. And that was a spark of a bad racial issue in our town during that time. I mean, it touched on a lot of lives in Gadsden. And it caused a lot of riots. We had a lot of riots going on, and schools were just in a lot of racial tension. And I was attending Gadsden High School, and the next day after that happened, all the kids, you know, were discussing it, and we just couldn't bear to know that something like that was going on, and we had to walk by these people of another color in our school and know that they had people that just wasn't going, you know, accept us in the communities. They couldn't live by us. They couldn't drink from the same fountain that we drank from, and they couldn't sit beside us in class. We just wasn't going to be accepted, you know, as human beings, you know, to their equal. So, I mean, the racial tension was just so strong, so it just sparked mass normal riots in town that day. I mean, we had fights, we had schools turned out. I mean, town was just about turned upside down after Reverend Pace was shot down like that at his home.
Well, I heard that it was a little bit of construction going on at the school.
Oh yeah, the school had been burned, had previously been burned down the year before, and it was being still in the process of being reconstructed, and we were having open class. And when the riot broke out at my school, everybody became involved. Teachers, I mean, the children just started picking up chairs, throwing them, and chasing white. I mean, just jumping on the white kids. I knew it was for no reason. They weren't the ones that had actually committed the crime, but it was just so much animosity. We just felt like we was just being wrong. We had to express our anger, you know, any way we could. I mean, I didn't participate myself in a lot of fighting, but I expressed my anger. I got to just express my anger. And we had construction workers. I mean, they were running and hitting people with shovels, and they had to just turn schools out for the rest of that week.
Well, you mentioned that the school had been burned down. Well, do you think that could have been due to integration or maybe a racial cause?
Well, I'm not sure, because it hadn't been long. Like I said, the years were still young in integration, and only the ones that had really wanted to be integrated had been going to these schools. And I never really did get to know what happened to the school. You know, it had been some speculation that somebody set it on fire, or that it could have just been a heater, you know, that caused the fire. We never really did find out what happened to the school, but it did burn down.
Well, about what grade were you in then, and how did that affect school afterwards?
I was in my 10th grade year, the year the school burned down. And it kind of It kind of touched on the education a little bit, but we still, you know, was able to set up in trailers and other classrooms that didn't get burned at school, and separate buildings that didn't get burned. So we still got to, you know, get some education that year. It didn't affect us too bad.
Was it close to summer when it happened?
Yeah, we did have to go on over into the summer before we graduated. But we managed to get through it.
Okay, well, earlier you mentioned that you had a brother that went to the Vietnam War. What was that like as far as your household? Were there any other people who lived nearby that had relatives that went to war also?
Well, during that time, in our neighborhood, I didn't know of anybody else that had served in the war like he did. I mean, he was, he had served in the war a period of about 4 to 6 years, and one time he was missing in action. And our household at that time was under a lot of stress, and we were really kind of, our hearts were really sad, because a lot of times we didn't know, you know, if he was still alive. We didn't hear from him at one time, and it was for a while that my mama was just, she just was in a nervous period, of, you know, and she was going through a lot of things, and finally she received a Purple Heart, and we found out that he had been wounded in action, and he was in a hospital, and he was okay, but we thought, you know, it was near the end for him, but he finally came home.
And speaking of education, did you go on to school after, did you further your education after high school?
Yeah, well, I graduated 12th grade. I got married, but after I had two children, I decided that I would have to go back to school and continue my education in order to get a better job, you know, because a lot of times you just can't come right out of high school unless you hear them say, a lot of times it's who you know, and you've got to get that continued education to get, you know, a good job. That's really a true fact, unless it's somebody that you do know out there in a particular field, and, you know, it might be something that you can do. But other than that, you've got to go back and get that continued education. So I decided I had always wanted to be a nurse, and I decided I was going to go back and take the LPN program, and that would get me a pretty good job. And then I had been hoping to go back and further that and get my RN, but I hadn't been able to do that yet.
Now we will continue the interview. The interviewee had to answer her telephone. Next, I want to get on marriage. You mentioned that you had gotten married before you decided to go back to school.
Marriage came right after high school, kind of earlier than I had always planned, but it was just one of those circumstances. I married a young man from another part of town. He had attended Etowah Middle School, whom I met during my high school years, and we became very close. And he didn't get to attend college. He had hoped to go to Tennessee State on a basketball scholarship, which he didn't meet all the criteria, and his parents weren't able to afford to send him to college. So we just got married and decided we, you know, just go back whenever we could. But then we had two children, which we started raising and trying to bring up in a Christian home. And he decided after we had been married 2 or 3 years that I could go back to school and try to get some of my nursing. And that's what I did. I went back to LPN school and got a year of that. And then I got me a job working at a nursing home. And then 3 or 4 years later, I had a son. Then we continued to work, and then I had another daughter. Okay, and just pretty much working, trying to raise my children up and give them the morals that I had been brought up under, teaching them, you know, family values and trying to get them situated in school, make sure that their education was going pretty good.
Well, you mentioned you had worked at a nursing home. Were there any other places that you had worked during that time period?
Well, prior to going back to school, I had worked for a sewing factory, and I had worked for a clock factory, and I had also worked for a steel industry. And currently, I'm working for a home health agency right now, which I enjoy doing very much because it's a need for a lot of people to have home health care that can't afford to go to nursing homes and just aren't able to attend to their daily needs, you know, as they once have.
But do you become close to the patients or whatever that you see?
Oh, yes. You become very much attached. You find yourself wanting to be with them more than the job calls for a lot of times. And a lot of times you can see your own, you know, family members when you're working with these people. And it's just a real good job to be in.
Okay. Going back to civil rights and integration in high school, how did that affect the school's activities as far as blacks and whites starting to get together?
One thing I found out when the integration was forced on us and we began to go to the schools and try to participate in extracurricular activities, blacks weren't treated fairly. They weren't treated fairly in student government. I mean, the ratio was terrible. It was always 4 blacks to 1 or 4 blacks to none. And when we participated in sports, it was nearly all black, all white teams or cheerleaders. You might get 1 black cheerleader and you might get 1 black person to participate in the homecoming court or participate in the king and queen activities, you know, during prom times. You never had a black king or a black queen, and we never had 1 black to be nominated as a what would you call a classroom favorite, because the whites would just outnumber you in the classrooms. And we began to realize that we were being, you know, unjustly treated. And that's when I began to realize more that and see what Dr. Martin Luther King had been fighting for and struggling for. We had reached, you know, the point of becoming, he, you know, what he said in his speech, that he wanted to see little black girls and little black boys swinging together on the playgrounds and playing in the classrooms. Oh yeah, we were there, but we were just there. And we still had a lot of mountains to climb and, you know, a lot of valleys to go down in, because we still had that march. And whereas a lot of black people had sat down because they thought, okay, Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, part of his dream was had come a reality. But, oh, we had still, you know, far more road to travel. We just weren't being treated equal. To me, in the integration in the schools, we were just there and we were supposed to take a back seat. We weren't supposed to be a part. But we had to speak up, and I mean, it was something that we had to get active in our communities and discuss how we were going to overcome this. And we had to go to board meetings and things like that. A lot of parents didn't want to get involved, you know, because they worked for white people and they had a lot of white friends that they had to, I might as well just say it, bow down to. And we were trying to overcome that part of our lives, bowing down and taking a back seat and stepping aside, you know, to let the white man come through, because we were just there as equal as they were. And it's, as time went on, we kept fighting, and Sometimes it did become physical fighting, which we didn't like to do. And some of it just had to be done. You know, you just had to speak up, just come out and tell them, hey, why has it got to be this way? You know, we are just as good as the white man. Why we can't have white members on the student council, and why we can't have more black cheerleaders, why we can't have more voice in the democracy, you know, of the schools. And as time went on, they began to listen to us a little. We're going to satisfy them a little bit. We'll put one, you know, this is what began to happen. We'll give them one, you know, that'll shut them up. And time went on, and we got maybe one black cheerleader, and then it added up maybe two, you know. Then we kind of got to noticing it was the fair-skinned colored ones being chosen, not the darker ones, you know, not personality over who was really good. You know, we was just trying to be smokescreened a little bit and hoping to just, you know, shut us up a little bit. But we had to keep struggling and struggling, and still, after we reached the 70s, we still, you know, had a milestone to go. We had reached a milestone, but we still had many more to go. And